Thank you very much.
谢谢你们。
I like the way you sing.
我喜欢你们唱歌的这个方式。
You sing loud.
你们唱得很大声。
And you can sing on tune.
而且你们都唱对音了。
That's really good.
这样是蛮好的。
That means that all the churches that you lead.
这表示你在领导的教会。
Will be full of people who can sing well.
就你的教会的人也都可以唱很好。
Thank you so much.
谢谢你们。
It's been good to be with you these days.
这几天跟大家在一起是很美好的。
And as you know, today is the final day of this chapel series.
在这个整个系列讲座里面，今天是最后一天。
And I've appreciated the chance to spend some time with you.
我非常感谢神有这样的时间与大家在一起。
As you can tell, we're unable to explore all of the details of some of the things that we're talking about in chapel.
你已经发现了我们在这边所说的一些内容并没有办法很深入的一一去探讨。
But I leave that to you and your devotions.
但是我相信这个是你自己要去再去研读再去去想的。
I encourage you to study and to pursue some of the ideas that we're discussing.
我鼓励你做一些研究好好去研读我们在这边所讨论的这些议题。
So that you can teach them and preach them to your people.
所以你可以对你服事的人去进行教导跟传讲。
But mostly, I pray that you will pursue them.
但是我的祷告是你们可以好好的去追求我们所讲的这一些。
So that you can make them your own.
所以你就可以有自己的东西在里面了。
And as you draw into closer proximity with God,
当你跟神越来越接近的时候，
You will begin to see the evidences of His nature flowing in your heart and through your life.
你就可以从他的这个本质在你的心中，并且流露出来，成为一个证据。
Ultimately, God has called you to be a servant of His.
毕竟上帝他来他呼召你要成为他的仆人。
Who you are is more important than what you do.
你是谁比你在做什么还更重要。
So please take the appropriate time to make the truths of God's holiness your own.
所以请你要好好的花一段时间让上帝的圣洁成为你是你自己真实是你的。
As I share with you these descriptors of the holy life,
当我在跟你分享这些关于圣洁生活的一些描述的时候，
I bring them to you in very brief form.
我给你的是一个大概而已。
I hope you will meditate on them.
我希望你能够好好去思想，去默想。
And I hope you will allow the Spirit to take you deep into each one.
我也盼望你能够让圣灵把你的这个思考带入更深刻的一个层次。
Now, each of the descriptors that I've given to you so far and the ones that I'll share with you today,
每一个我所跟你所分享过这些词汇还有一些我今天要跟你分享的
have scriptures attached to them.
都有一段经文是跟它连接在一起的。
I haven't taken the time to unpack those scriptures with you.
我还没有把这一些经文告诉你。
You can get those scripture passages in the book if you'd like.
如果你想要的话，我所提过的那一本书里面，你可以找到这些经文。
But as a foundation of our comments today, I'd like to turn your attention to the book of Job.
但是在今天我们所要分享的，我想要大家先翻到约伯记
chapter 38,
第38章
verses 4 through 7.
然后我要读第四节到第七节，由我来读。约伯记第三十八章第四节，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。你若晓得，就说是谁定地的尺度？是谁把准绳拉在其上？地的根基安置在何处？地的脚石是谁安放的？那时诚心一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。
Now, Lord, we pray that you would humble our hearts in your presence.
主，我们祷告你会让我们的心给谦卑下来。
That you would show us a greater measure of your majesty and glory.
在你的同在当中向我们显现你的彰显你的荣耀你的威严。
And that you would draw us close to your holiness.
你会使我们愿意更亲近更接近你的圣洁。
that we may be holy as you are holy.
我们能够如你一样的圣洁，因为你是圣洁的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. The passage that we've read this morning is full of mystery.
刚刚我们所读的这段经文是充满着奥秘的一段经文。
Of course, God in dialogue with Job is asking rhetorical questions.
当然了，上帝在这边跟约伯所对答的，他问的这是不能回答问题。
This begins a series of questions that God puts to Job.
而且他这一篇，这是一连串的问题，因为接下来他问更多的问题给约伯。
In the wake of Job's complaining,
当约伯在抱怨的时候。
After all of his argumentation,
在他跟他那些朋友的争辩之后,
after all of his questioning,
在他所有的问题之后,
God comes to chapter 38 and begins this series of questions.
从第38章开始, 上帝开始问这些问题出来。
He ends the book with this litany of rhetorical questions.
然后最后他是这样子的结, 这本书是这样子的结束的。
Of course, as you read these questions,We all know the answer.
如果我们好好的去读这些问题，我们已经知道答案了。
God is making a point.
上帝他不是要问，他只是在陈述。
That in Job's questioning and searching, he will never come to the level of God.
在约伯的整个寻求跟这样的询问当中，他无论如何都不能达到上帝的那个层次。
He will never know fully God's ways.
约伯没有办法完全的去了解上帝的道路跟旨意。
God has preceded all that there is.
上帝已经知道这一切了。
And God transcends all that there is.
而且上帝也超越这一切。
He is both first as the beginning,
上帝是始，是所有的开始。
And he is first as Lord.
他一开始，他在所有的，他就一开始就是主了。
So in his,
所有的律法了。
In putting these questions to Job, he's making a point.
所以当他把这样的问题给对着约伯去发问的时候，其实他是在指出一件一个点。
That there are dimensions of God that you will never know.
这个重点就是上帝有很多的层面是你没有办法了解的。
No matter how much you may question,
不管你问的多少问题。
No matter how much study you may give yourself to,
不管你自己做了多少的研读。
No matter how many degrees you have at the end of your name,
不管你有得到多少的学位。
There are dimensions of God that remain a mystery.
总是有上帝一些层面对我们来说是奥秘的。
Because he is other.
因为他是分别的神。
He is beyond us.
他是超越我们的。
And his holiness remains something that transcends us.
他的圣洁是超越我们一切的。
We may be included in his holiness.
我们可能被包含在他的圣洁当中。
But we will never completely understand it.
但是我们没有办法完全的理解他。
I got an email yesterday from a man, in California who had attended a pastor's day.
昨天我接到一个朋友的从加州那边来的一个 email， 他去参加一个牧师的聚会。
We have many gatherings of pastors throughout the world focusing on the message of holiness。
这是其中的一个活动，就是有很多世界各地来的牧师聚集在一起，然后来听这个有关于圣洁的讯息。
He attended one of those pastors' days。
所以他就参这个人就参加了其中的一个讲座一天。
And he was writing me to ask me why in our meetings and discussions we did not give a clear definition of holiness.
然后他的问题是说我参加了这一个研讨会之后为什么你们不对圣洁下一个比较清楚的定义呢?
He understood the principles.
他知道原则。
But he said, certainly there must be a single definition that will encapsulate the doctrine of holiness.
但是应该你们可以下一个非常简单的清楚的定义可以把圣洁教义给表现出来啊。
My response to him was two.
我给他两个这样子的一个回应。
Because God's holiness is a part of his nature, we will never be able to contain it in a single definition.
因为圣洁是上帝的最重要的本质，我们没有办法用一个陈述就把它描写出来。
And secondly, I told him, if you do come up with a single sentence definition,
我跟他说，如果你有办法用一句话就写出来，
then you're serving the wrong God.
那你可能就服侍错的神了。
Because the God that we serve transcends our complete ability to understand.
因为我们所服侍的神是超越我们的理解力的。
Where were you when I formed the foundations of the world?
你我立大地根基的时候你在哪里？
Where were you when I put the stars in the sky?
当我把晨星放在天上的时候你在哪里？
The rhetorical question begs an answer.
这没有办法回答的。
And the only answer is, you are holy.
唯一的回答就是你是圣洁的。
You transcend my existence and my comprehension.
你超越了我的存在也超越了我的理解。
You are holy other.
你是一个圣洁的分别的。
And though I may be part of your holy nature,
我可以是你圣洁本质的一部分。
You will always transcend my ability to completely understand.
但是你超越了我能够完全理解的那个能力。
So I'm sorry that I cannot give you a nice list of all the definitions of holiness.
所以很抱歉，我没有办法提供给你一个关于圣洁的清楚的清单。
I cannot give you a nice tidy box to contain all of what holiness is.
不过我可以给你一些范围，一些小盒子，里面告诉你圣洁是什么。
All I can tell you is that it is God's nature.
我可以告诉你的是，他圣洁是神的本质。
And he allows us the privilege of his nature becoming part of our lives.
然后他给予我们赋予我们这样的荣幸，可以让这一个本质在我们的生命当中。
And when that happens, some changes occur in our lives.
当这样的本质同在发生的时候，我有些改变就会发生。
There are evidences of that holiness of God being appropriated in and through our lives.
这个圣洁在我们的生命当中，并且从我们的生命流露出来，是有一些是可以看得到的证据的。
So people who are on the way of pursuing holiness will see some things happen in their life.
所以一些对于那些追求圣洁的人，你可以在他们的生命中看到有事情发生。
Yesterday I suggested 4 such evidences.
然后昨天呢，我就告诉大家有四项可以是这样子的一个流露出来的。
A fifth descriptor of people on the way of holiness.Is an integrated life.
那接下来我们要讲第五项，就是这样子追求圣洁生活的人，他是有整合的健全生活。
This descriptor is based upon our understanding of the completeness of God.
这是我们它的基础是在于我们对于神的整全性的认知。
God is whole and complete.
上帝是完整的。
There is no deficiency in God.
在它里面完全没有缺陷。
Every dimension of life and existence is represented and contained in God.
所有存在，生命的存在，都是在这样的整全，上帝整全当中的。
There is no dimension of creation that is not dear to the heart of God.
所有的创造没有一项不是从上帝他所喜爱的创造中出来的。
There is no dimension of your life that is off limits to God.
在你生命当中的所有层面完全没有一项是超越上帝的界限的。
The lives of people on the way of holiness will be influenced by him in every dimension.
所以走在圣洁生命道路中的人会因着上帝的整全而受到他这个全备的一个影响。
Their intellect,
他的智能,
their feelings,
他的感觉,
and their behaviors,
他的行为,
every dimension will be influenced. 所有的层面
都会受到影响。
In some of your theology courses, you read about the head, the heart, and the hand.
在你的神学课程里面，可能你有读到有关于你的头脑、你的心、你的手。
Schleiermacher talks about the head, the heart, and the hand.
Schleiermacher 提到有关于这些事情。
And Wesley represented those dimensions in his teaching.
那卫斯理也把他在他的教导里面去谈到这样的一个。
When people would come to his church, he would speak to them from the pulpit.
当有人到了那个卫斯理的教堂的时候，他会从讲台上对他们传讲。
That addressed their intellect.
这是属于他们在智能上的得着。
But partway through the services, he would have every other row turn around and face the one behind them.
但是讲到一半的时候呢，他会要求这个椅子去有一排去翻转过来，所以大家是面对面的。
Now people had to look one another in the eye and talk about what they had learned and how they felt.
所以这种状况下，每个人就要对着他对面的人，看着他的眼睛，然后告诉他说：“我听到什么了。”
It affected their emotions.
这个让他们在情绪上是有受到一些波动的。
And then he would send them out to go and behave differently.
然后他就把他们给差派出去，要他们的行为受到改变。
Which affected their behavior.
这个是他们的举止。
Every dimension of their life involved in the transformation to become holy as God is holy.
所以他们生命中所有的层面都必须被上帝圣洁上帝，我们必须要成为圣洁这样的一个信念给转化了。
Perhaps you know some people who can talk intellectually about God's holiness.
你可能认识有一些人，他们可以传讲神的圣洁，讲得很好。
But they don't live like they understand it at all.
但是他们的生活方式好像他们根本不明白圣洁一样。
You see, people on the way of holiness allow every dimension of their lives to be transformed by God's nature.
你要明白的是说，一个走在圣洁路上的人，他是能够让他生活上每一个层面都被上帝的圣洁转化。
Their life is an integrated life.
他的生命是一个整全的生命。
One dimension is integrated with the other and affects it.
某一个层面跟另外一个层面彼此整合，并且去影响有效能的影响出来。
The spiritual dimension affects the intellectual.
你的属灵的层面影响了你属智能的层面。
And the intellectual affects the behavioral.
你的智能的层面影响了你的行为层面。
They become integrated in their living.
他们的生命当中生活就整合起来了。
Six.
第六项
A descriptor of people on the way of holiness have purposeful hearts.
在走在圣洁生命当中的人，他有一个目标很明确的一个心意。
This is based on the love of God.
这个的基础是在于神的爱。
Every action of God toward humanity is motivated by His deep love for us.
一切上帝对人所存的意念跟做法都是在于他对人所存的深刻的爱。
It was love that motivated God to create a path back to being reconciled to him.
是因为在神的爱当中，所以他去建造了这一条可以在与他修复和好的道路。
It was the love of God that motivated him to send Jesus to become the way back.
也是因为在神的爱当中，他使神把差耶稣基督来到世上，成为这一条道路。
All of God's actions toward humanity are motivated by love.
所有神行在我们人身上的一切，他的动机都是因为上帝爱。
People who are on the way of holiness likewise will experience a heart that is motivated by love.
所以走在圣洁生命当中的人，他也一样的如此的因着神的爱而被激励去做一些事。
Love toward God and love toward others.
随着上帝的爱以及彼此的相爱。
So that all of your actions and behaviors will be motivated out of a purpose of love for them.
所以你在这里所做的一切的事情，它的动机目标都是向着那个爱的。
Now this love is a very unique kind of love.
这是一个非常独特的爱。
This love is not a response, but rather it is a motive.
这个爱它不是一个回应，这个爱是一个直接的动机，一个目标。
It becomes the purpose for all of God's actions.
这个爱成为上帝他所有行为作为的目标。
God's love for us is not based on our performance.
上帝对我们的爱并不是基于我们做了什么。
He is not responding to our earning of His love.
我们想要赢得他的爱，他没有回应了。
He sent Jesus because He loved us.
他差耶稣基督来是因为他爱我们。
It was His motive. It was not His response to our performance.
这是他自己的目标，他自己的动机，而不是因为回应我们做了什么。
People on the way of holiness begin to exhibit a purposeful heart that is motivated by love.
所以在圣洁生命的当中的人，他的行为举止开始被这个爱给推着驱动出来。
Not love that simply responds when someone else does something nice to you.
这个爱不再是因为有人对你做了一些好事的回应了。
But love that gives and goes no matter what the person's performance is.
这个爱是不管对方做了什么样的一个做法，你都要把这个爱给出去做出来。
Many people today say that they love others.
在今天有很多人说他们彼此相爱。
But when those other people start criticizing them or misbehaving, their love stops.
但是如果他们听到对方对他们有一些不同的批评的时候，他们这个爱就停止了。
That is a responsive love.
这种叫做回应式的爱。
Jesus said it's easy to love the people who love you back.
他说爱你的人你要爱回去很简单啊。
It's hard to love people who don't like you.
但是对那些不喜欢你的人你要爱他就很困难了。
But a purposeful heart motivated by love is not based on the performance of the other.
但是如果你是一个目标很确定的爱来做出来的作为，它的根基就不是在于如何去回应别人做在你身上的事了。
Kathy and I made a trip from Los Angeles to Phoenix a few years back.
几年前我跟师母一起从加州到那个凤凰城去。
We decided that instead of flying, we would drive.
我们决定不要搭飞机，我们要开车去。
And I realized that I could rent a car more cheaply than I could drive my own car.
我想说我去租一辆车比我开自己的车还便宜一点。
So I called the rental company and reserved a car.
所以我就打电话给这个租车公司，跟他们预定了一辆车。
I told them to reserve a very moderate car.
我说来一个中型的车就好了。
A very average car.
就一般型的车就好了。
A car that was appropriate for a pastor.
对牧师来说很适合的车。
Not an exotic car.
不要给我一个非常美
I went to pick up my car.
然后我就去取我的车了。
And they said, "We're sorry, but the car you requested is not here."
他说很抱歉啊，我们应该帮你预定的，现在没有了。
But we've upgraded you to another car.
可是我们可以升等你的车子。
And your car is parked in space number one.
然后你这个车停在第一个位置上。
Now normally my cars are parked in way at the end of the parking lot.
通常我所预约的车都是停在很后面的。
So when they told me it was parked in space number one, I thought something was up.
他说诶这个给我第一辆车大概有点不一样啊。
I went out to the parking lot and I found space number one.
然后我就跑到那个停车场一看第一辆车。
And in space number one was a beautiful brand new sports car.
然后在那个第一个是一个完全全新的跑车。
It was a Nissan 370Z.
这尼桑那个型号 370Z, 很好的车。
A very fast car.
很快的车。
A sports car.
一个跑车。
Two-seater.
两个位置。
I thought about telling them that I did not deserve that car.
他很想告诉说哎呀我不配得这个车啊。
I thought about going back into the counter and telling them that I should pay the additional money for the car.
我应该告诉那个租车说啊，让我多付一点吧。
But that thought did not last very long.
那这个想法只是一闪而过。
I went on and I took the car.
所以我就直接拿了车就走了。
And I started to drive the car.
我就开始开这个车。
And I picked Kathy up at the house and we set off on the highway to Arizona.
然后我接着师母然后我们就上了高速公路。
I kept saying, I love this car.
他一边开一边说我爱这辆车啊。
I love this car.
这样我好爱这辆车啊。
It handled so well.
他转得很好。
And the lights were beautiful lights.
它的光也很漂亮。
The radio was great.
它的音响也很好。
Low to the ground.
它就离地面很近。
I love this car.
我爱这辆车啊。
The car goes so fast.
这个车可以开这么的快。
Between Los Angeles and Phoenix, there's a desert.
从洛杉矶到凤凰城中间是沙漠。
The road is very straight and very long.
那个路很直又很远。
And you can go very, very fast.
那你可以开得很快。
And that car went really fast.
然后那个车可以开很快。
I love this car.
我爱死这辆车了。
I brought the car back and gave it back to the rent company.
然后回来以后我就把它还给租车公司了。
And I began to think about love.
然后我就开始想爱这件事情。
What would happen if that car suddenly could not go as fast?
如果这辆车突然之间不能跑那么快了会怎样呢？
What would happen if the radio on the car stopped working?
如果它那个音响系统突然坏了呢？
What would happen if the car no longer could handle as well as it did when it was new? 如果这个车子
不再像新的时候那么好开了呢？
You see, my love would begin to diminish.
然后我的爱就开始减低了。
My love for that car was dependent upon how well it performed.
所以我对那辆车的爱好完全取决于这辆车能够怎么样子的效，哎，有什么效能。
Many people today love one another only when they perform well.
在今日有很多人他在爱他的相爱是因为只有那个当那个人可以有好的产生。
You may find that your love for your people is dependent upon how well they perform.
你可能会发现你爱这些人是因为他们能够把事情做好。
You love them when they perform well, but your love diminishes if they don't do the things that you want them to do.
当他们把事情做好的时候你爱他们可是当他们不做没办法做的时候你就不在你的爱就减低了。
People on the way of holiness experience a heart that is purposeful in love.
走在圣洁生活中的人他的爱他必须去经历这样的爱是有目标
that,
是有动机性的。
And that love is not a responsive love, it is a motive.
而它是一个动机不是一个回应。
Servant leadership.
仆人式的领导力。
This descriptor of people on the way of holiness is based on the mind of Christ.
这个的根基是在于基督的心。
Servant leadership is not a style of leadership.
仆人的领导不是一种风格。
Servant leadership is influence that results from the condition of your life.
仆人的领导它是因着你的状态所产生出来的影响。
Jesus was a servant.
耶稣是一个仆人。
It was out of his identity as a servant that he influenced.
因着他仆人这样子的一个状态他可以影响。
People on the way of holiness become servants.
在圣洁生活当中的人他成为仆人。
It is out of their identity as a servant that they influence people.
这是出于他的定位所以他可以去影响人。
Now here's an important note about the mind of Christ.
很重要的我们要知道有关于基督的心肠。
In becoming a servant, Jesus did not become a servant of people.
要成为一个仆人耶稣并不是成为人的仆人。
People on the way of holiness do not become a servant of people.
在圣洁生命当中的人他不是要成为人的仆人。
You are not called to be a servant of people.
你不是被呼召来成为人的仆人的。
When Jesus came, he came because he was a servant of God.
耶稣基督来，因为他是上帝的仆人。
The result of him being a servant of God was that his priorities became aligned with that of the Father.
所以当他成为上帝的仆人的时候他的优先次序就跟上帝的优先次序一致了。
He surrendered his rights and he humbled his will.
他放弃了他自己的权利并且他谦卑自己。
And when he bowed his will to that of the Father,He became a servant of God.
所以当他对着父神把他的意志给降服的时候他成为神的仆人了。
Throughout his life, he reaffirmed his identity as a servant.
在耶稣的一生当中他在持续的确认他是神的仆人。
Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, the culminating act.
在哥西马尼园他的那个祷告。
When he said, not my will, but your will be done.
他对神说不要照我的旨意但是照你的旨意的时候。
Because he was a servant of God, he was willing to let the will of the Father become real in his life.
既然他是父神的一个仆人所以他愿意让他的主人的意志进入他生命而且行出来。
And the will of the Father was that a price be paid for the sins of humanity.
而天父上帝他的意念就是要耶稣去为人的罪付上那个代价。
And the servant submitted to the Father.
这个仆人顺服了他的父。
And it sent him to the cross.
所以他就被送上了十字架。
People on the way of holiness likewise surrender their will.
走在圣洁生活当中的人他们想把自己的意念给放弃了。
So that the will of a holy God may become activated through their lives.
所以圣洁神的意念可以进入他们当中成为他们的行为的准则。
Now, God's will is that people be ministered to.
上帝的旨意是人可以要被服侍。
So you are called to serve God, to be a servant of God and a minister to people.
所以你被呼召要成为神的仆人，所以你可以去服侍人。
You're not called to be a servant to people.
你不是人的仆人。
They are not your master.
他们不是你的主。
God is.
上帝才是。
Another descriptor is meaningful work.
另外一个圣洁生活的描述是有意义的工作。
This is based on the call of God.
这是根基于是上帝的呼召。
People on the way of holiness find that their work is meaningful.
在圣洁生活当中行走的人发现他们的工作是非常有意义的。
The world may tell you that your work is only meaningful if you have a high position.
这个世界告诉你你的工作要非常有意义唯有你是在高职位的时候才有意义。
Or if you make a very large contribution.
或者你可以捐献很多的时候贡献很大的时候。
But I suggest to you that people on the way of holiness find that their work is meaningful for another reason.
但是我在这边建议大家如果你是走在圣洁的生活当中要为了别的原因来寻找你生命的意义。
You may not hold a high position.
你可能会有一个高的职位。
And you may never make a large contribution.
或者你可能没有高职位也没有办法很大的贡献。
But your work is meaningful because God has called you to it.
但是因为上帝呼召你这样做所以你的工作就是有意义的。
If the President of the United States made a phone call to me,
如果今天美国的总统打电话给我
And he asked me to go to my local McDonald's
他说你去你附近的麦当劳
And count the number of people who had ice cream on Tuesdays
然后你去算一算每个星期二有多少人进来点了那个冰淇淋
Sounds strange, doesn't it?
听起来很奇怪对不对
Why would anyone care how many people ate ice creamOn Tuesdays at McDonald's.
怎么会有人在乎说礼拜二有人在麦当劳吃冰淇淋这件事呢？
There's no reason to research that.
没有必要做这个调查啊。
There's no reason for me to go do that.
我也没有什么理由要去做这件事啊。
It's not a very meaningful thing.
这不是有意义的事情了。
Do you think I would do it?
你想我会做吗？
I think I would.
我想我会的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the president asked me to do it.
因为总统叫我去做啊。
You see, the value of my work comes from the one who has asked me to do it.
也就是说，我工作的意义是在于谁叫我去做的。
It may not appear to be meaningful to other people.
对其他来说，这是没什么意义的。
But because the president asked me to do it,It's meaningful.
但是因为总统叫我去做啊，所以它就有意义了。
What you do in your ministry life may not be a high position or a large contribution.
所以在你的服事当中，可能你并没有很高的职位或者有很大的贡献。
But it's meaningful because God has asked you to do it.
但是因为是上帝要你去做的，所以它就有意义了。
Meaning derives from the one who has called you.
意义是从那一位呼召你的那边所产生的。
Curious thinking.
好奇求知的一个思想。
I love this one.
我喜欢这一个部分。
Because there's no end to curious thinking.
因为对于这很好奇的去思考是没有一个结束的。
People on the way of holiness know that God is great and mysterious.
在圣洁生活当中的人明白上帝是伟大的，而且是奥秘的。
This descriptor comes based upon the mystery of God.
所以这个的根基在于上帝是奥秘的。
Anyone who ever tells you that they can explain theology completely is a liar.
任何人告诉你说他可以把神学完全解释清楚的人，这个是说谎的。
God is too big to be explained.
上帝太大了，你没有办法解释他。
God is beyond us.
他是超越我们的。
Job is proof of that.
约伯记你所看到的就是一个证据。
And for people who are on the way of holiness, they recognize this great mystery who is God.
走在圣洁生命当中的人，他能够知道这个上帝是奥秘的。
And the result of seeing this great mysterious God is a transformation in their life.
那因为看着这个伟大不可理解的奥秘，他们的生命被转化了。
They become hungry to know more.
他们非常饥渴的想要更多，知道更多。
They become passionate about discovering more.
他们想要探索的更多。
They become curious to ask more.
他们很好奇的去询问，去想要更多。
They become learners seeking to know more of God.
他们成为一个学习者，他们学为学习上帝的人。
Because a mystery draws you in and invites you to become completely absorbed in it.
因为这样的奥秘吸引你，并且把你整个的吸引进去，让你要得到更多。
So people on the way of holiness will be learners for all their life.
所以在这个圣洁生命当中的人，他会成为一个学习者，在他生命当中的每一件事上。
They will be humble learners of the mysteries of God.
他们会成为对于上帝奥秘的一个很谦卑的学习者。
They will be curious to discover more about God.
他会很好奇的想要去探索关于上帝更多的事情。
They will ask questions to learn more of this mystery.
他们想要对于这样的奥秘询问，发出更多的询问。
And they will explore wherever they think they may find God.
然后他们会在所有他们探索的范围当中去发现神。
Sometimes those explorations will take you into areas that can be difficult.
他有这种寻求，有时候会把你带到一个领域，它是很困难的。
Sometimes it will lead you to ask questions that are hard and maybe never be able to be answered.
有时候它会让你去问出一个问题，是很困难回答的问题，可也许根本没有答案。
But you're not afraid to go there.
但是你还不害怕的到那个地方去。
Because you know that you are on the search for God.
因为你知道你在寻求神。
People on the way of holiness have curiosity that saturates their thinking.
在圣洁生活当中的人，他们有这样的好奇，要去延伸他们的学习的思想。
Lastly, a descriptor of people on the way of holiness.
最后一项我们要讲的是重建一个更新的自我。
Is the restoring of their self.
是他们的自我重建。
This one is based upon the very image of God imprinted on us at creation.
这个部分的根基是在于上帝照他的形象创造了我们。
When God created us, He imprinted us with His thumbprint.
他在制造我们的时候呢，他在我们身上盖了他的指模。
We have the image of God in our very nature.
我们的本质当中有上帝的形象。
Part of that image is that we have free will.
这其中的一个形象就是我们有自由的意志。
And because we have free will, we chose to leave that image behind.
那因为我们有了这个自由意志，我们决定把抛弃这个形象了。
It's like when God created us, He made a large mirror.
这好像是我们在上帝造我们的时候呢，他制造了一个很大的镜子。
And when He looked in the mirror, He saw a reflection of Himself.
然后他看这个镜子的时候，他看到自己的倒影。
You see, when artists paint paintings, often they can see their personality in their painting.
这就像我们有时候看到一些那个艺术家在画画的时候，我们可以从当中看到他的人格人格人格特性。
And God looked in the mirror and he saw a reflection of himself.
所以上帝看了这个镜子，他看到自己。
And he said, that's really good.
他说，哎，这很好。
I like that.
我喜欢这个。
But because part of that image was free will, it's as though we put mud on the mirror.
但是因为这个形象当中有一部分是自由意志，所以我们就把这个镜子给涂上灰了。
And it covered up the image that was in that mirror.
然后那个镜子上面的这个形象就被盖住了。
So when God looked at the mirror, he could no longer see that clean, pure image of himself.
所以当神看着那个镜子的时候，他再也看不到自己那个很清楚的形象了。
But people on the way of holiness are seeking proximity with God.
但是要在圣洁生活的人，他在寻求跟上帝的相亲。
And they know that because of Jesus Christ, they are able to appropriate God's nature again in their life.
而且这些人，他们知道因着耶稣基督的缘故，他们可以非常赤切地来到神的面前跟他相亲。
And in submission to the work of the Holy Spirit,They are able to watch and help wipe the mirror from the mirror, the mud from the mirror.
所以因着圣灵，他们对着圣灵工作的降服，他们有能力可以把这个镜子上面的灰给泥巴给涂掉，给抹掉。
And as that mud begins to be washed off of that mirror, suddenly the image begins to reappear.
那因为这个泥被除去了，我们的形象又出现了。
And in that reappearing image, there is a coming together in wholeness of a human life.
那因此这样的一个形象又再次的开始出现，就人的生命的整全就可以发生了。
There is a restoring of the self as God created us.
我们在走向上帝原始刚当初造我们时候的重建的路上。
And we are beginning to become again.What God intended for us to become.
我们开始成为上帝一开始就要我们成为的样式。
And that's the call of God to holiness.
这是上帝呼召我们要成为圣洁的呼召。
That is the privilege of walking in proximity with our Creator.
这正是我们跟我们的创造者相亲同行的一个带来的成效。
That is the joy of God's holy nature becoming shed abroad and appropriated in our lives, making us whole again.
这是上帝的圣洁在我们的生命当中运行做工，使我们再成为整全这样的一个喜乐。
That is the healing of God's holiness as the cure for our sinful separation.
这是上帝的圣洁成为一个医治我们的罪的本性跟我们所制造出来的伤害。
People on the way of holiness are drawing close to God.
在圣洁生活的路上的人，他越来越接近上帝。
And his holy nature is beginning to rub off on us so that we become holy as he is holy.
那上帝的圣洁本质就开始在我们当中，使我们能够像上帝一样，他是圣洁的，我们也要圣洁。
The next time you go to an art museum,
下一次你如果去到一个美术馆，
I invite you to do a simple exercise.
我要你做一个练习。
Admire the art, the paintings that you see.
你去看的一幅画。
Admire the sculptures that you see.
或者你去欣赏一个雕塑。
Look at the intricacies of the work.
去看看它内在的成分。
Look at the colors and the hues and the strokes.
看看它那个所使用的颜色跟它的笔触。
Admire the craftsmanship.
你好好的去欣赏他这个制作这一个艺术品的人的手艺。
But very quickly move beyond that.
但是之后就赶快移开这样的看法。
And begin to wonder.
然后开始去想。
What kind of a person created this artwork?
是怎么样的人可以建立出或创造出这样的一个艺术品？
What can I see about the nature of the artist when I look at the art?
当我看着这一则艺术品的时候，我可以看到这个艺术家的哪一种本质呢？
Look at the art.
看着这个艺术品。
But look for the artist.
但是去当中寻找那个艺术家。
In pursuing holiness, I invite you.
在追求圣洁上面，这是我对你的邀请。
To admire the descriptors.
你可以去赞赏刚这一些叙述
Admire the outcomes.
可以去赞赏这些成果
But pursue the one who is holy.
但是要去追求那一位他是圣的。
Pursue the artist.
去追求那个艺术家。
Pursue the creator.
去追求这个创造者。
And you will be holy.
你就会成为圣洁的。
As he is holy.
就因为他是圣洁的。
Shall we pray?
那我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word.
天父上帝，我为你的话来献上感谢。
It is but a small reflection of your nature.
这是在 这只是你的本质的一个反射。
And it gives us a glimpse of who you truly are.
那我们能够瞥见，可以看见你是谁。
I ask your blessing on every person in this room.
我求你赐福在这场中的每一位。
That you would invite them closer in proximity with yourself.
你邀请每一位来进入与你相近的同在中。
And that your holy nature would be appropriated more fully in their lives.
你的圣洁本质会进入他们生命当中。
Now we pray your blessing on the balance of this day.
我们在这里要向你求你赐福我们今天的一整天。
I ask your blessing on this school.
求你赐福这个学校。
On every student.
在每一个学生的身上。
On every faculty and staff member.
每一个教职员的身上。
And I ask your anointing and blessing upon President Chao.
求你膏抹周院长。
That you would be evident in everything that is done in this place.
让这一个学校所做出的每一件事情都能够看见你。
And that your holy nature would be in greater measure present.
你的圣洁本质在这边被大大的彰显。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.